أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا ضربتم في الأرض فليس عليكم جناح أن تقصروا من الصلاة إن خفتم أن يفتنكم الذين كفروا إن الكافرين كانوا لكم عدوا مبينا. وإذا كنت فيهم فأقمت لهم الصلاة فلتقم طائفة منهم معك وليأخذوا أسلحتهم فإذا سجدوا فليكونوا من ورائكم ولتأتي طائفة أخرى لم يصلوا فليصلوا معك وليأخذوا حذرهم وأسلحتهم ود الذين كفروا لو تغفلون عن أسلحتكم وأمتعتكم فيميلون عليكم ميلة واحدة ولا جناح عليكم إن كان بكم أذى من مطر أو كنتم مرضى أن تضعوا أسلحتكم وخذوا حذركم إن الله أعد للكافرين عذابا مهينا.
And when you travel through the earth, then there is no sin for you to shorten the salah if you fear that the kafirs may harass you in salah. Indeed, the kafir is an open enemy to you. When you are traveling, then the first four rakat salat will be performed as two rakats, a relaxation for the traveler, for the musafir. If he has to undertake a journey of more than 78 kilometers, then he deserves this relaxation. And this relaxation is not just an option, but it is compulsory that four rakat faraz be read as two rakats. If he has to stay over at a place for less than 15 days, then he will still remain a musafir, performing the four rakats faraz as two. But if it is that he is going to stay over for 15 days or more, then the four rakats will be recited and performed completely. He will no longer be eligible to this concession and this relaxation. وَإِذَا كُنْتَ فِيهِمْ. And when you are in their midst, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and you have to stand forth in salah, then let the army be divided into two groups, one watching the army, one watching the enemy, whilst the other will perform namaz with you, carrying all their weapons. Then after the completion of sajda of the first rakat, because you are traveling, you will be performing two rakats. So now after you have performed the first rakat and you have done the sajda, then this group that was with you, with the imam, they will take their places, their positions, watching the army at the rear. And the group that had not performed namaz, they will come up and join in the namaz with you, taking all their precautions and their weapons. The unbelievers wish that you be negligent of your weapons and your luggage, that they may assault you in one single rush. So take all your precautions, but if you are inconvenienced by rain or you are ill, then there is no sin that you put away your weapons, but take your precautions. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared a humiliating punishment for the unbelievers. This is a situation where all the army performs or wishes to perform namaz behind the same imam. So obviously, there is the situation where you have to perform your namaz and someone has to watch over the enemy. So this is how it will be divided. One will watch the enemy, and the other group will be performing namaz with the imam. And they will do the one rakat, and this group that was with the imam, they will turn away after one rakat and watch the enemy, whilst the group that had not yet performed the namaz, they will come in and join in with the imam. And after the imam has completed the salam, then these two groups will complete the one rakat that was outstanding. But in all this, Allah Ta'ala enjoins us and commands that we take and observe all our precautions. Even though you are in salah, take your precautions, guard yourself. فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُمُ الصَّلَاةِ, and when you have completed your salah, then remember Allah Ta'ala standing, sitting and on your sides. But when you are finished with your namaz and the fear has subsided, then perform namaz as it has been ordained in the original manner without all these adjustments. These adjustments were meant just for the time of fear. Now the fear is no more and you are relaxed, then perform salah in the original prescribed manner. Indeed, namaz has been ordained upon the believers at stated times. Hence, to join two salahs would be impermissible. It would not be right to join two salahs except at Muzdalifah, where there is consensus of all ulama and sahaba-i-kiram that the two namazes will be joined. But in other situations, all namazes will be performed at the stated hour. وَلَا تَهِنُوا فِي بَتِغَاءِ الْقَوْمِ, and don't slacken in following up the enemy. If you are suffering pain, then they also suffer pain as you suffer. And you have got an additional advantage. They have no concept and no belief of the hereafter, the reward and remuneration of Allah Ta'ala, whilst you have the hope of the reward of Allah Ta'ala and remuneration from Him. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا, and Allah Ta'ala is all-knowing and full of wisdom.